Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Hafnan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, January 17. Tennis star Novak Djokovic may have played his last Australian Open match after he was ejected from the country following his visa cancellation. The unvaccinated world number one flew out of the country late last night after the federal court ruled against Djokovic's bid to secure a visa. The cancellation means Djokovic could be banned from reapplying for another visa for 3 years. Serbia's president has called the situation a farce and accused Australia of a witch hunt against Djokovic. Tonga's strict quarantine measures, designed to keep COVID-19 out of the country, may complicate relief efforts following the tsunami and volcanic eruption in the Pacific Island nation. It's believed there has been just one confirmed case of COVID-19 in Tonga since the start of the pandemic. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Tonga has not requested an Australian medical assistance team. However, an Australian plane has been sent to assess the damage. Some commercial planes have been diverted away from the region, with a dangerous ash cloud still in the air. And homicide detectives are assisting the investigation into 9-year-old Charlize Mutton's disappearance from a home in the New South Wales Blue Mountains 4 days ago. More than 100 police, firefighters and SES volunteers are involved in the search for the girl, reported missing on Friday morning. Charlize's parents say they last saw her on Thursday at a property at Mount Wilson, 20 kilometres north of Katoomba. Police say they hold grave fears for her, but haven't yet given up on hope of finding her alive. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.